You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Writer Kelly Forden first became aware of Andy Mozina in 2014 when he published a short story collection titled Quality Snacks. Mozina, she says, is a rare combination, both a literary writer and a really funny one. Quality Snacks was laugh-out-loud funny, she remembers. So naturally, Kelly Forden couldn't wait to get her hands on Mozina's first novel, Contrary Motion. As part of our ongoing series, Michigan Bookmark, Kelly Forden has this review.
Contrary Motion tells an unlikely story, the story of, to paraphrase a bit from the opening, a 6'1", cube-headed, block-shouldered, average white male with no vowels in his last name who fell in love with the harp. The main character, Matt, has loved playing the harp since middle school, and his ultimate dream is to make first chair in an orchestra. To say it's not going well for Matt is to put it mildly. He's been pursuing that goal for 24 years with no luck. When we meet him, his father has just died, his wife has left him, his best friend from college is a well-known, extremely handsome actor living in the West Village, and on top of all that, or perhaps because of all that, poor Matt is suffering from penile erectile dysfunction. How could it get any worse? It gets worse. Because Matt, though only a midlifer, can't take Viagra because of his low blood pressure and dizzy spells. His doctor says that if he takes it, he's liable to pass out. Perhaps his doctor says he should consider talk therapy instead. His new girlfriend, Cynthia, is patient with his performance issues, but she does start to wonder whether her harpist boyfriend might secretly prefer men. Are these concerns things we might once have coded feminine? Well, yes. And Mozina was apparently aware that he was upending gender stereotypes when he was working on the book. This is the first time in fiction I've ever encountered a close-up, long-term battle with penile erectile dysfunction, and boy, was I glad to see it. I mean that in all seriousness. A man filled with insecurities about his body, his performance, his place in the world, and willing to kvetch about it? Bring it on. He even wonders, gasp, whether the fact that he can't perform might mean he's still in love with his first wife. He's neurotic and conflicted. He's a man willing to equate sex with love. This is unusual territory and utterly refreshing. Let's face it, on every front, Matt, the protagonist, is having a rough go. He signs on to play the harp for people at the end stage of life in a hospice and then quips, "You know things are bad when you find yourself looking to dying people for some kind of lift." All of the pathos in Contrary Motion is punctuated with oodles of humor, and Mozina accomplishes a rare feat of allowing his character to dabble in self-deprecation without tumbling down the rabbit hole into clownish deflection. The question of how Matt is going to conquer all of his myriad neuroses is a captivating one, and Mozina delves deep into Matt's psyche in order to transcend these limitations. There were moments in the novel when I wondered whether Matt was ever going to be able to extract himself from the sinkhole of his life, because he appeared to be so fixedly his own worst enemy. But Mozina has not fashioned a one-dimensional character here, and what I enjoyed most about this novel was the constant surprise of Matt's insights. It was really fun to come along for the ride.
Kelly Forden is a poet and fiction writer. Her collection of linked stories, Garden for the Blind, was a Midwest Book Award finalist and a 2015 Michigan Notable Book.